Welcome back in, Sons of the Shoe, Spencer German with you, and we're getting you ready for the start of Big Ten play for the Ohio State Buckeyes this weekend. They're 3-0, but this is where the things really get tough. We know what Big Ten football is all about. We know what the type of the style of play is, and we actually will talk about that a little bit more in the final segment where I bring back, resurrect the Michigan panic meter this week, and of course get into four down territory where there is a lot going on in this NIL era that we have to talk about. So we'll get into all those things coming up, but Big Ten play is always known for being physical. Like, this is a different beast than just like out talenting everybody. There's challenges that come with this. Now, I'm not saying that's going to necessarily happen against Michigan State, but I do think there's a different level of preparedness that teams need as they start Big Ten play than when you're just starting the season against like a Marshall and a Western Michigan and an Akron, of course. Even though Michigan State is probably, I don't want to say it. Are they bottom tier in the Big Ten? They're not very good right now, but they're a team that always that has a solid history that they can fall back on, and I think that they are going to present some challenges in terms of just how they play the Buckeyes and some of the things that they offer. But I also just think that's kind of the style of Big Ten play. Like, these programs know each other so well; they kind of know what they're getting into every time they play. They know Ohio State has a ton of talent, but they also think of ways and recruit for ways to try to sort of slow those things down. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I do think Michigan State is an interesting matchup for the Buckeyes as they go on the road for the first time. And there are some challenges that come with that as well. You're not in the friendly confines of the Shoe. And I think it sort of sets the stage for some other road games coming up that we know are obviously going to be tough for Ohio State. Most notably the Oregon game, which is going to be here before we know it, because we're basically 3 weekends out. And that's going to be a fun one for sure. But before we get there, Michigan State comes to the table as a team. You know, I think Michigan State is interesting because they've played some solid football this year. And I think maybe most notably that game, the matchup with Maryland that they had a couple weeks back, where they pushed Maryland sort of to the brink and then win it at the end of regulation the way that they did. I mean, that was a fun game a couple weeks ago. And I actually thought that was kind of like a battle of wits for them, like a game of growth for a young team that is obviously in rebuild and trying to kind of get back to prominence. I thought it showed a lot of growth from them 2 weeks ago that they were able to, or I guess 3 weeks ago, that they were able to kind of pull that one out against a tough Big Ten opponent that was giving you a run. They haven't had like the most electric offense other than when they played Prairie View back on September 14th. So that was a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, I guess, when they scored, they beat them 40-0. But of course you expect that from playing a FCS team. And then this past weekend, you get a tough Boston College team, which, as we know, Bill O'Brien, he's going to get his teams very, very much prepared. And the guy who was going to be working on the Ohio State staff, of course, and they get outlasted just barely 23-19, but they put up some fight in that one. And that's the thing I think I want to highlight the most from this Michigan State team is like they're not just like a rollover and die style team. And I don't know that that's true for the Big Ten anyway. I think most teams in the Big Ten are going to play you pretty tough, but they are definitely going to give you like a fight. And it's not just going to be this like boat race, I don't think, out of like immediately. I think it's going to take Ohio State a little bit to get going. And then they're able to pull away because they are the more talented team. But I think Michigan State's gonna push you and give you some things. Starting on the offensive side for them, I think Aiden Childs is a fun player to watch. Dual threat guy. He doesn't have the highest completion percentage. He is turnover prone, which is something I want to get into because I do want to ask you guys at the 92 to the Fan YouTube channel in the comment section or on Twitter. You can hit me up at @Spencito_. What is the thing that you want to see most from this Ohio State team against Michigan State this weekend? I'll give you an answer here coming up. But Childs has 7 interceptions versus 4 touchdowns thrown. He also has 135 yards on the ground and 3 rushing touchdowns. So that makes him a threat. It sort of has a dual threat in multiple facets. And that is another – that is still a thing that I think matters for Ohio State because, you know, I think this past weekend you saw Stone Earl when he was still in the game for Marshall – he had some success as kind of a dual threat guy. And he was playing like, well, maybe the game of his life passing wise before he exited that game with the injury. and was able to sort of make some nice plays and do some things downfield. And if Childs can kind of get comfortable and do that, I wonder if he can start to put together a nice game on top of being a dual threat guy that poses some different challenges than just standard quarterbacks. And I think Ohio State has struggled with dual threat quarterbacks over the years. So I'm curious to see how they handle him. But he's a fun quarterback to watch, and I do think he sort of provides this future of the position for Michigan State. Well, he's a grad transfer, so I guess maybe not so much. But I do think like there is something to be said for him sort of bringing some stability to that position and allowing and showing sort of like how it's supposed to be played, how it's supposed to be done for that team. Sorry, I misspoke. He's a sophomore transfer, not a grad transfer. That was my bad. But yeah, I, because of that, I do think he provides sort of like an outlook for the future of this program, some stability at the quarterback position, which by the way, like they have a ton of all their quarterbacks are basically new this year as transfers or freshman players that are in their first year with the program. And so like they have this kind of, they change a lot over at that position and they're trying to lay a foundation. I think Childs kind of provides that as the leader of that group. And I think he's going to continue to get better and better the more he plays. Rushing wise, Nate Carter and Kayron Lynch Adams are the kind of the two top guys. They both have a little over or under or around 250 yards rushing. But I think their offense certainly flows more so through their passing game and what they're able to kind of do from a standpoint of throwing the football and being able to move the football that way. They have a couple of receivers who can put up some numbers. I think, you know, Nick Marsh is one of them. He's got 232 yards receiving and a touchdown. Montori Foster has 200 yards and a touchdown, 159 yards for Jack Velling, 131 yards from Isaiah Johnson. And I do think that goes to show you, like, Childs spreads the ball around. On top of being dual threat and doing a lot himself, he can get a lot of different players involved. And so you get a level up in talent with this Michigan State team and what you've seen so far. And it's I don't want to say it's like a test, but it is a little bit more of a challenge for this Ohio State secondary that's calling themselves the best in America to, you know, get their defenses up, play some good football, and slow down a familiar opponent in Michigan State to sort of set yourself up to have success out there and show us what this group really can do. On the defensive side, cornerback Charles Brantley is a guy to keep an eye on. He has two interceptions this year as the left side cornerback of this Michigan State team. And so he's kind of a threat that can bait you into some throws and make some really good plays that way. I'm curious about him. Also, linebacker Jordan Turner and defensive lineman Chris Bogle have three sacks each this year. And so there's some blitz threats, some upfront threats. What's interesting about Michigan State this year is that they have they welcomed in nine new guys into their front seven rotation because they are rotating a lot of these guys. But if you look at their depth chart and you watch some of the tape, like they have three guys, really two guys that are in the front seven in Daquan Douse and Jordan Turner, the linebacker that I just alluded to, who are transfers. But behind them, like up on the defensive line, there are a number of other players. Wayne Matthews, the third, who I think is a pretty solid rotational guy for them. I think, you know, he is a tackling machine. He's kind of like he's good in the run and stopping the run. So they have a good rotation of guys, a lot of new faces, but all guys that can certainly contribute to make some plays in that front seven. And that's, I think, where Ohio State has to worry the most as an offense is just with that front seven and some of the playmakers that they have. Now you're thinking talent-wise, like Ohio State has the edge. You're hoping they can expose this group a little bit with obviously Quinshon Judkins and Trayvon Henderson and be able to establish the run. But I think this group brings some resistance to the table and it'll be interesting to see. Now, a couple other things I just wrote down. Defense is just 39% on third down, which is it's not a great number by college football standards or rankings right now in terms of what they're giving up on third down. So place where Ohio State can be better, I think, too. Granted, they didn't have a lot of third down opportunities last week, so I can't really put that all on them. but a chance to sort of have some success there. They are allowing 96 yards on the ground, which is 29th in college football. And that's kind of the thing I want to – that's where I bring up the front seven and how solid that group has been. That is a place where this is a game for Ohio State to really test. Again, we played you the comments from Ryan Day talking about if he was satisfied or felt good about the run game and the momentum they built from Marshall. That number, that figure in relation to the ground game and Michigan State being a team that's stopped the run to this point, just 96 yards per game, that's something I want Ohio State to focus on and see if they can buck that trend. And or if Michigan State's going to sort of prove like, okay, we're going to slow this down, what are you going to do? And then I think that adds some stakes to Will Howard and what he's able to do. And if he's able to kind of navigate that as from an offensive standpoint and at the quarterback position. So some interesting numbers, some interesting figures, but that front seven I think is something to keep an eye on for Michigan State. They're a tough group. They are. They have a lot of new faces, a lot of veteran faces that have transferred in and come over, you know, to help contribute here. And so those guys are all going to be a factor, I think, rotating in throughout this game for the Spartans. In terms of the question I asked, and I'll pose it to you again. What is the thing that you're most looking for out of the Buckeyes this week as they start Big Ten play? And if you're going to go run game, because I just brought that up, like the 96 yards per game allowed by Michigan State, and you want to see how they combat a good front seven, a team that's shown they can stop the run a little bit, fine, I get it. My answer, though, turnovers. I want to see Ohio State create some more turnovers than they have. They have just three so far, three turnovers in three games. And again, from a secondary that's calling themselves the best in America, I want to see them get Aiden Childs in some tough spots. And that starts up front too. I want the pressure to be there, get him uncomfortable, and then he's making some mistakes, throwing the ball downfield, or he's getting baited into some throws. I want to see the secondary come away with a couple picks, make some plays, set up the offense with a short field, maybe score a touchdown on a pick six type play. That's always something too. I think early in the season, I'm expecting a lot more turnovers from an Ohio State defense against inferior opponents. Last couple of years, it just hasn't been there. And that worries me because those things, you know, in the margins, when you're playing a better team on a national championship run or otherwise, like those are the things that can flip a game immensely for you. And I get that they're sometimes few and far between against certain opponents, but if you can't do it against these teams, when are you going to do it? So I want to see if this defense can create some more turnovers, if the secondary can snag a few interceptions. And that's one of the big things I'm looking for, because Childs is a guy, like I said, that is interception prone. He's known to make some mistakes here or there. And I want to see if Ohio State can sort of force him into some of their own. What are you most looking for out of the Ohio State Buckeyes this weekend as they start Big Ten play against the Michigan State Spartans? Answer that question in the 92 to the Fan YouTube comments or on Twitter. You can hit me up at @SpenceC2_. Final segment coming up next. Michigan Panic Meter returns and a byproduct of the NIL era. Players just deciding to up and quit midseason because they got other things on the table. We'll talk about that coming up here on Sons of the Shoe.